Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is always a blessing to be able to come to you to share with you about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, about our God, and the power to be found in His Word. Amen, amen, and praise God. I'm having a blessed day. I'm having a blessed day, and I pray that you are being blessed as well. Well, as you can see, we have a very exciting program lined up for today. Today, I want to talk about something that is perhaps a little bit controversial. You know, people may not like me at the end of this program for this topic, but I want to talk about the fact that a lot of Christians are supporting and supplementing their Christianity. And I want to know, I want you to call me and let me know if you think this is something that should be done. Is this something that we need to do? Do we need to actually do other things in addition to reading our Bibles, praying, going to fellowship with each other in our churches, assembling together, as the Bible tells us, to not forsake the assembling together of ourselves? Is it okay for a Christian to be involved in this this new earth thing, new age, the secret law of attraction? Let me know what you think. I want to know what you think about all of this. Amen. Amen. And praise God. So the switchboard is open. The switchboard is open, and the number is 646-652-4832. And for some reason, my switchboard is just going crazy. There are no calls there, but the numbers are lighting up for some reason. I don't know what's going on there, but we're going to keep moving on. Amen, amen, and praise God. Now, I want you to call me. I want you to call me because I was going to actually do a program on faith, and the Lord led me to come in this direction. So here I am doing a program on our faith as Christians, and I'm talking to Christians today. I want you to be sure of the fact that I am talking to Christians. If there are some people who are not Christians and you're listening, I want to let you know that this is definitely a family matter, amen, that I do want to talk to my brothers and sisters in Christ, and you're free to listen. I want you to listen, but I don't want you to be offended if I don't, because we're talking about something that is something that you agree with and we don't agree with it. Or maybe some Christians will call that do agree. So I just want you to, if you're going to listen, just be aware of the fact that I am talking to Christians. I want to know, you Christian woman, you Christian man, do you think it's okay for us to supplement our religion, our faith? Do we need new age? Do we need the new earth? Are you on board with that? And if so, why? And is it helping you? I want you to call me. I'm not going to carry this program. I really want to talk to you about your opinion. And we do have a call. I praise God that we have a caller. And I'm going to put you on the air as soon as we pray. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. There's none like you. And we magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, that you bring us through your Holy Spirit into the understanding of everything that is it is that you need us to know, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for this time that you have allowed me to come to speak with my brothers and sisters and in Christ about the new earth, about the power of positive thinking, about the law of attraction, the secret, all of these things, Lord, that seem to be cropping up around us, Lord. We are in the world and not of the world. So we thank you, Lord, that you give us wisdom, that you give us discernment, that you give us insight. So, Lord, I thank you for every caller that will call in, Lord. I thank you for every listener that will listen. I pray, Father God, that you will continue to open the eyes of our understanding and enlighten us through Christ as to what it is that you will have us to do about these very prevalent matters that are surrounding us on a day-by-day basis. So, Lord, we thank you for this time that we will spend together, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray this prayer. Amen. Amen, and praise God. And I do have a caller on the air. Caller 270, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word. Caller 270, you're on the air. Okay. Caller 862, you're on the air.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. This is my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we do have another caller on the air, caller 270. Your number starts with the area code 270. You're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word. Okay, that caller is either not going to speak. We'll check back with them. But I want to talk, Pastor Anthony, the topic today, and I want to welcome Devo remarried to the chat room, amen. But I want to talk today about Christians supplementing their faith. I mean, as we're Christians, you know, you and I, we love the Lord. And I want to really get a dialogue going, not in judgment or anything like that, but really to get a dialogue going about the new earth, about the secret, about the law of attraction, things that, you know, a lot of people in the world are using these philosophies in order to enlighten themselves and to get ahead in life and to, you know, have a better life. And I definitely am a proponent of people using self-improvement tactics or personal development in order to have a better life. But my question now becomes for us as Christians, for Christians, not people who are not Christians, but us as Christians, are we, is it okay for us to go into this new age, some of this new age philosophy? Is it okay for us to get on board with the new earth? Is it okay for us to get on board with the secret? Is it okay for us to get on board with the power of positive thinking or the law of attraction? As a man of God, a Christian, I want Christians to call me. The number is 646-652-4832. And if you're not a Christian and you want to talk about this, you're free to call as well. But basically, I want to talk to my brothers and sisters in Christ. Is something that we should be doing to supplement our faith, Pastor Anthony?
You're posing a question, or you're...
Yeah, is this something that we should be doing, getting involved with all of the new philosophies that are coming down the pike, so to speak? Is it something, is it safe even for us to get involved with some of these new philosophies and mindsets?
Yeah, the Bible says clearly, test the spirits by the spirits.
Yes.
And one of the things, you and I, even before we became pastors, we were motivational speakers. And one of the things about that, we believe in motivation. We believe in inspiration.
Yes.
We believe that there can be things that can add to your Bible study or your going into the scriptures to try to get edified, educated, empowered, and
uh-huh.
equipped to do the things that you need to do for God.
Yes.
But I think, and I strongly believe, that those who entertain these new things coming down the pike really need to proceed with caution. They really need to proceed with caution, because God says clearly in his Bible, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life and light.
Amen.
So
yes.
That is not just necessarily into heaven, but I think that's the way to financial gain. I think that's the way to a better marriage. I believe that's the way to a better ministry.
Yes.
That's the way to fulfill your godly purpose that he has birthed you into the earth for.
Uh-huh.
That scripture covers so much.
So it covers a life, so to speak, our whole lives. Right? And that's a great point. And I want to take another call. Pastor, bear with me, because we want to talk to some people today. This is
yes,
Pastor
let them
Rebecca
call
Simmons.
In. Amen.
Amen. And we do have another caller. I'm going to pick this caller up. But Steve O. on the board says, it became apparent that the practice was at odds with Christianity. And we're going to talk about that in a second. Caller 347.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. My name is Evangelist Jose Luciano, calling you from New York City.
Yes.
And
God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Luciano.
Amen, amen. Greetings and blessings from God our Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Who's yes.
Who's all glory and power in His name.
Hallelujah.
I called because me personally, I have a little problem with quote-unquote motivation speaker preacher, because I see there's too much watered down, and a lot of we call it terminology, and you know see yourself doing this, you know, wherever you put your mind to do, you do it. It's almost like you are God and you're creating the answer. And I see it's a lot of that, it's almost like a Broadway play, you know, and it's a lot of entertainment, a lot of music, a lot of lights, a lot of great marvelous things that's happening, you know, with quote unquote big preachers like we see on TV, and it's a lot of show. And people are drawn to that, but when it comes down to, you know, about hell and sin, that, you know, you can have one foot in the world and one foot in the church, you know, you can be a Sunday is and a Monday ain't. Yep. I think we need to go back to the old-fashioned gospel preaching and forget that positive thinking thing, because let me tell you, the Bible said, you know, you can't serve two masters. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. He encourages you through His Word. He empowers you to be successful. You know, you don't need to follow a man or religion or a movement to be complete. If you're not complete, you need to be complete when you're successful.
Amen. Amen. And I totally agree with that, because all of the fullness of God dwells when Jesus Christ walked the earth. The Bible tells us that all the fullness of God dwelled in His body. Amen. So we have to know that we have Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's why I'm so concerned, Evangelist Luciano, about my brothers and sisters in Christ, that I had to do this program today, because a lot of us are following, we're jumping on this bandwagon, and we're not realizing that there is a danger to jumping on this particular bandwagon. Last year it was The Secret, and now this year we have A New Earth, where hundreds of thousands of people are really getting involved with this thing, and they don't realize. First and foremost, I say, look at the teacher. This man is calling himself a spiritual teacher. Who is the teacher, and what are his beliefs? Okay, now if you have a teacher, first of all, you want somebody to teach you about spirituality. What are they teaching you if they don't believe in Christianity, if they don't believe that Jesus is the way, the only way? How are you going to go and follow somebody who doesn't believe the Bible?
Amen. That is true. But you know what? You want me to tell you something, woman of God? It's crept in the church, and it's having another mask. It has another name, you know, I could name you people off the back that follow that teaching, preaching, and it's sad that people start in the spirit but end in the flesh, you know, and it's more like I said, the world-famous speaker that we have in the century is Joel Osteen, a perfect example. When they questioned him about his belief about hell and salvation, and should you tell somebody you know, that you need to be born again, and questions that, as a Christian, I mean, you should respond to, like, there was like no tomorrow, like you already know. But
yes.
He fumbled because he himself don't believe in the, I don't believe he believe in the eternal security. I mean, he don't believe in that you need to be born again. You know, just follow my method, buy my books, come to my conference, everything be okay. You know, see yourself. When you hear the word, see yourself. You know, see yourself getting this. It's almost like a new age. It's like you and then what really gets me really uptight is they use a scripture and twist it, and
yes.
They're not saying that. And that's why, as a minister of the gospel, I let people know, let's go back to the old fashioned. I think we need preachings like those tenth revivals that you know what, the word hell is an ancient word. You read that word, you know, that you need to live holy, you need to live right. You don't hear that in church no more. You hear more like how, you know, how to make a buck, you know, and, you know, how to prosper here on earth. Forget prospering on earth. The Bible says, store your riches in heaven.
Amen.
The dogs and the thieves will not take or destroy. We are too much, you know, you got Christians so much earthly bound, they forgot that there's a place in heaven that is ready to prepare for us. Those that
Amen. Love. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, man of God. So it's
Praise
not...
the Lord.
Amen. So what I'm hearing, what we're hearing you say is that you don't believe that, and I know this is like a crazy question because you've already answered the question, but just to be clear, you don't believe that we should be supplementing our stuff with our Christianity with any of this New Age stuff that's coming down the pipe, nor do you believe in motivational preaching per se. Motivational preaching. You talked about motivational preaching. My husband mentioned that we were both motivational speakers before we became preachers. That's what God started us to begin to talk to people about making a change for the better. But let me tell you something. Once we became preachers, we didn't want to do motivational speaking anymore because it's like a half of a message. You tell people you can make it, change the way that you think, everything's going to be beautiful and wonderful. You have the power. But the thing about it is that most motivational arenas, they don't allow you to say the name. They don't. When they call you in to do a motivational speech, they don't want to hear the name Jesus. So that became a stumbling block for me because I know that it's only Jesus that brought me up out of my pit and helped me to put my feet on solid ground to begin to say, my purpose is in God. My purpose is in glorifying the Father. And how do I do that? By my life, by aspiring to be holy, for He is holy.
Amen.
So, and through the blood that was shed, I mean, my God, we wouldn't even be here preaching the gospel. We wouldn't even be feel like we were worthy to have a relationship with God had not the blood of Jesus Christ been shed. So when you take Jesus out of anything that's supposed to be spiritual, that's a red flag right there.
No, definitely. And you realize it as you saw motivated speaker, as you know, they rarely mention the devil in their conversation. It's more like they try to push him out from the equation, but the Bible tells us that we have an enemy. You know, I believe we have three enemies. We have the flesh, the world, and the devil. And those three enemies are very active in our arena, in our life, trying to make us fall. So we, instead of us attacking those three areas, we only attack one, which is the flesh. You know, but we also got the world. We still got the devil. That the Bible says, according to James, he's like a roaring lion looking who he may devour. So, you know, it's like almost like another person which comes in mind is Yung Yi Cho. He wrote a book called The Fifth Dimension, if I'm not mistaken. He came with a New Age Buddhist mentality. You know, he within his book, he wrote that whatever you say comes to pass. I said, who said that? And again, he took it out of scripture, out of context, you know. And people just read it and they just run with it because it's something new. And again, we are going to different dispensation. You know, we have the faith movement in the 80s, you know, we have now this movement of positive speaking. No more, don't call me pastor no more. Don't call me evangelist. Call me a motivated speaker.
Life coach.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, if that's what God called you, why you want to change your title? Who God calls for?
Yeah, we're de-glamorizing. It seems like they want to de-glamorize, and that's a tactic of the enemy, to want to de-glamorize the church. And on the board, we have Steve Oldemary. He said that he used to try to incorporate Buddhist practices into Christianity, and it became apparent that the practice was at odds with Christianity. Practices of the world, he says, are focused on the self and our progression, when the focus should be on the glory of God.
That's new way. That's the faith movement. That's the positive thinking. It's what, you know, I could create things. I'm a little God, you know.
Yeah, so many people.
Christ, little Christ.
Through Christ, amen. And so many people get caught up in that. Pastor Anthony, what do you think about all of this, especially what's been shared? And again, the phone lines are open. I want to talk to Christians. You know, I mean, a lot of the world is grabbing a hold of this, and I can't really judge the world because they're feeling, a lot of people in the world are still, well, the people who are not in Christ are still in darkness. So I can't judge those of you who are not Christians who are grabbing a hold of this. But what I want to talk to Christians today, and I want to know, are you one who's following some of these things that I posted on the board? Are you following the New Earth? There's a 10-week intensive course online. Are you one who's tuning in, and why? Let me know why you feel like you had to grab a hold of this. I want to know, are you one of those law of attraction people? Do you believe in Christian law of attraction? There are people who say that there's such a thing as the Christian law of attraction. I want to talk to you because we need to just be clear. We need to have a dialogue about this. So the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. Pastor Anthony, what do you have to say, you know, about all of this? I know that you have something to say about this.
Yes, I wanted to give the evangelist Luciano time to speak, which was an awesome perspective of where God is in the times in which we're living. But if I may, I just want to read a brief scripture very quickly. And
yes,
as people call in to add to the conversation and discussion, I want to also ask evangelists a question. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And I want to emphasize the word every there. The word of God is adequate. Psalm 37 says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give us the desires of our hearts.
Yes.
Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding.
Yes.
And one quoted quite often, Matthew 6:33, seek ye
first
the kingdom of God, and everything else shall be added unto you.
Yes.
And when we do something contrary to the word of God, we're pretty much telling God, your word, which you say, won't come back void. Your word, which you say, will be here after heaven and earth is gone, is not adequate for my life or my situation.
Mm.
And I am so with the evangelist Luciano, because I just want to ask him, because I, you know, I have many thoughts on this, Pastor Rebecca, but I want our callers to call in and share their thoughts. But I want to ask him, what does he think it is that made him so passionate in his walk with God that he put away the childish things and became a man, and now he's grasping the sincere milk of the word and the mature things of God? Is it the church that he's affiliated with? Is it the fact that he grew up under sound doctrine? What is it that has allowed him to be so adamant and passionate on his stand as far as the church failing people to a degree, and also what keeps him from being polluted by this world in which we live in?
Praise God. God bless you, Pastor. Tell you the truth, I was raised in the old-fashioned gospel message, you know, and also I'm a Berean. I search the scriptures. I don't follow man's interpretation or commentary, but I read and I do my research properly. And I just came to the conclusion that, you know, the Word of God stands by itself, speaks by itself, and, you know, and the Word of God, and not only is it a personal experience, you know, because, like I said, I was raised in a strict holiness Pentecostal church, and I just realized that the Word of God is true by itself, that, you know, if you feel like you're depressed, you feel like you cannot make it, you know, you don't need to run after a guru or a motivational speaker, because the Bible tells us that we need to encourage ourselves.
Mm.
We need to speak God's word to ourselves. You know, David had no time to go to a motivational speaker when he was chased after by Saul.
Amen.
He had to say, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, and
yes.
I shall not want. He spoke that word in him, and that word, I mean, revived him so much that he said, so I'm going to prove you how God is with me, because I'm going to do things that if I didn't have the Holy Ghost with me, I don't know, I would never, ever do it. So it's important to know the Word of God and believe it, because again, what comes to mind is when Jesus send the disciples out to do miracles, and they came back. Jesus asked them, he said, you know, what do people say? Who am I? Let me know. I wanted some input. Most people say, you know, you're Elijah, risen from the dead. You're a great man, a great prophet. And he turned to Peter. He said, Peter, what do you think I am?
Amen.
And Peter made it clear, because the Holy Spirit spoke to Peter and told Peter, that's the Savior of the world. He is the Son of the living God.
Yes.
Peter repeated what the Holy Spirit had put in his heart. And again, there's a lot of people that claim to know Jesus in a religious mentality, a religious way, but never have a personal experience with Jesus to speak and say he is the Son of God. That I don't need to run after a man, I don't need to run after an association, but I run to the Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring joy, peace, and wholeness and oneness between him and me. And I think, like I said, I've been to the Lord for a pretty long time, and I did my studies, my research, and I came to the conclusion that you know, nobody can just deceive me. Why? Because it grew roots in my spirit.
Yes.
And it's like the Bible says, it's like Mount Zion. You know, that's really grew. You know, it had roots.
Mm.
You know, and my faith in God cannot be moved. Bless God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. And Pastor Rebecca, I just want to interject here, and I want your thoughts on this as well. Do you believe, and this is one of the things I believe and I've seen as a pastor, is that some people just feel as though the Word of God alone is not working for them. I mean, as we try to search for answers and get into the mindset of people, as a man and woman thinking, so is he. And people have bills, they have mortgages, they have marriages that are falling apart, they have children who are going wayward, and they're attending church, they're quote-unquote tithing and doing the things they perceive to be the godly things, and they just don't see the Word of God or the church or God's Bible working for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question, as the man of God just said, he's been, you know, in his Word, he's meditating on the Word day and night, just like from the Old to New Testament, God's instruct us to do, and that is what's keeping him on fire for the things of God. And you and I give a powerful testimony every time we get about the Word of God working in our marriage, working in our home, working in our godly pursuits and things of that nature. But why is it that so many Christians, and I mean, it's just really amazing, so many Christians feel as though the Word of God or church or the Bible is not adequate enough?
Amen. Amen. And I have a really, really good answer for that I believe is inspired by the Holy Spirit. I believe that people feel that the Word of God is not working per se for them is because they have not gotten a hold of the real, true gospel. See, what we have to remember, my God, what we have to remember as Christians is that God loves us so much. He so loved the world. He so loved the world that he sent his only son, his only begotten son, that whomsoever shall believe on him should not perish, but should have eternal life. See, and what we have to realize is that Jesus Christ came for many reasons. He came, one, because of the love of God. God didn't see fit to allow us to be doomed to hell eternally. And also because God wanted to have a relationship with his creation. Amen. He is the creator, and he created us so that we could be in relationship with him. Amen. So he wanted to have a relationship, and we did not have the privilege of that relationship because we were separated from God by sin, by our sin and the sin of those who came before us, even going back to the garden. So the thing about it is we have to realize what the gospel is all about. See, the gospel is the good news. It means that you don't have to be eternally doomed anymore, that the curse is broken through Christ. It means that you don't have to walk around with guilt and shame anymore because of the sin that you have indulged in over the time, the course of your life. Now there's liberty. Those who are in Christ, those who
Hallelujah.
Are free in Christ are free indeed. So
free
there's liberty
indeed.
Are free indeed. So there's liberty through Christ. Now I've been forgiven. You know, what really drew me was the love of God, and what drew me was the forgiveness of God, that I've been forgiven of all of this stuff, the ugly, dirty, stinking, nasty stuff that I have done over the course of my life, that God forgave me. Amen.
Amen.
And then what people are missing is not only the love of God and the forgiveness of God through Christ, but you and the liberty, you know, you're free from all of the shame and guilt and all of the hindrances. Now you also have power. You have the benefits. Amen. So we're now putting the horse before the, we're putting the carriage before the horse as preachers, and we're preaching about the benefits that can
Amen.
Be found in God through Christ. And we're forgetting about the reason that God sent Christ, that Christ had to come in the first place. Amen. So we need to get back, as Pastor Evangelist Luciano said, we need to get back to basics, and we need to get back to the truth. It's only the truth that's going to set you free. And Jesus
only
said,
the truth.
My God, you said it, Pastor, that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, you know. And we have to realize that this path that so many Christians are looking for can only be found in Christ. And we're talking to Christians today, you know, because we have to really get the truth. We have to know that there is nothing else that you need outside of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. And there's nothing else that you need outside of your Bible, outside of some good Christian fellowship, and outside of the truth, the doctrine that's contained within our Bibles. We don't have to go looking for the path. Jesus is the path. He's the way. So we need to just really, really stop jumping on those other bandwagons, because they only come to deceive us. The Bible tells us that there would be false prophets and that there would be false teachers. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So that I pray that I answer the question. And there's still room for you to call in. The chat room is hopping. I welcome Tally GM to the chat room, and all of those of you who are there, how elegant is there. Come on in and call and let's lend your voice to this topic. Evangelist Luciano's on the phone with us. Praise God for the man of God. But see, God said, I don't want you to be hot or cold. He said, I don't want you to be lukewarm. I'd rather you be hot or cold. Now,
Amen.
The thing about being hot is we know hot means I'm on fire for the Lord. I'm zealous. I got a right relationship with Christ if I'm hot. But if I'm cold, if you're cold, you're missing something. So we want to stir up the flames, amen, and we want to just make sure that everything that's missing is complete, amen, because that's why the prophets, the evangelists, the apostles, the pastors, preachers, and teachers came to edify the body so that the body would be complete, not missing anything, amen. They call it perfect in the King James Bible. So we want to make sure that you're not missing anything, because why we're running after false doctrine is because you're missing something in your walk with God. Maybe the church is not talking about sin enough. Maybe there's not enough conviction. I don't know. But anything that says you're going to live in the now, anything that becomes about you, is not about God anymore. It's about you. And we have to get away from the me and get focused more so on the great I am, or God.
Amen. You know that the Bible says something that they took a form of God. godliness, but deny the power thereof. You know, and again, not everybody that goes to church are believers, are born again. They take a form of being religious or spiritual, not to be confronted unto the power of God starts flowing. And you know what? One thing I also blame the churches and the pastors and people in leadership, because we have for sure to demonstrate the power of God in our life and in the lives of the church. So people say, you know, why should I go to church if nothing's happening? You know,
amen.
What are they doing in the church? They're doing outside. So what makes me any different? You know, like a family friend of mine tells me, oh, I don't want to go to church because, you know, they're more hypocrites in the church. They're more adulterers in the church. And I told her, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to defend that. You're right. And in the behalf of those people, I'm sorry. But you know what? When it comes down to it, when you stand before God, you can't point no fingers but on yourself. And you have to give account to God of your own work, on your own walk with Him. You can't point that pastor and so-and-so did not preach the truth. You know why? Because you need to get into the Word. 2 Timothy 15 says, study and show yourself approval unto God.
Amen.
You know, and I told her, you know, you can point a finger at everybody else, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty and when you stand before God, you have to give account of your works. And your works is going to be going through fire, you know. So I told him, you know what, right now you point the fingers, he says, she says, you know, these great preachers divorce. You know what, it was all true, but when it comes down to it, you have to give account for your own salvation and your own walk with God. You know, you're going to stand there all by yourself in front of the Almighty God. And, you know, you could...
Amen.
That story would not hold water. You have to give account. And I tell people that, you know, I believe if the church, if there's no fire in the church, you know what? You have billions and trillions of churches in this world. That's not the only church. You seek a church that's going to edify you, that's going to build you up with His Word, that you will see a change in life. If your church is not giving to you, you know what? You get up and go to another church.
Amen.
Don't sit there and die. Don't sit there and die. You know?
Amen. And that's some good teaching. But you see, the problem today, you know, and it's like, I knew this was going to take a turn of its own where the Holy Spirit would have us to go. The problem with this today, you know, God talked in the book of Hosea to the shepherds. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You know, and then we go to the New Testament and it talks about how can they hear without a preacher. And Evangelist Luciano, you're so right that if the preacher is not preaching condemnation for sinful man, you know, because we know there's no condemnation to those in Christ. But if we're not teaching people how to be in Christ, amen, and not in the flesh, if we're teaching people how to be motivated and not saved, you know, from their sins, then we are missing it. And people are coming in, they're thinking that they're being saved. See, people are looking for enlightenment when they really should be looking for salvation. And people are coming into our churches and they're thinking that they're being saved from their sins or saved from the consequences of their sins, but really they're just being fed a feel-good message and there's no power in the pulpit anymore. That's what you were saying pretty much. The pulpit has lost His power because the man, the woman, the God in the pulpit is not living the truth. Therefore, they can't preach the truth because they don't even know the truth. They're not even in reading the parts of the Bible. If it says anything about sin, if it says anything about getting rid of the old sin nature and being transformed and changed and surrendering your body to God as a living sacrifice, you know, these are the things that I believe people want to run away from. That's why so many people are running away from organized religion or the church and moving into all of this new age religion, saying, you know what, this stuff is not talking to me about sin. All that I have to do is be in the now. Yeah, sure, they're teaching me about forgiveness. And they're teaching me about letting go of yesterday. But are they teaching you about being holy and setting aside the sexual immorality? You know, are they teaching you about treating, loving the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself, about not being an adulterer, not being a child molester, not about not being a thief or a liar? Are they teaching you about the righteous requirements of God? So these are the things I believe that are missing in our church, and these are the things that are missing in all of these new age things that are coming down the pike. So they make these things very attractive. Pastor, what's the scripture about men will gather unto themselves teachers who will scratch their itchy ears, who will give them doctrine according to what they want to hear?
Right there, 1 Timothy, I think it's the third chapter, godliness. You know, the godliness in our day is so apparent. We are truly in the last days. One of the things, and I'm so glad about your topic today, is that if the church don't stand up and be the church, especially in this hour, you're going to have the next thing in 2009, then the next thing in 2010, because the church needs to wake up and become the church of the living God. And I'm talking about the church. Us as individuals, we are the church that represents God. And sometimes, you know, we look in our culture and we see the lights, cameras in action, everything that blinds us to the one and true God and his son, Jesus Christ. And like you said, it's enticing to people when they see a parking lot full of cars, or they see the mink coat, or they see people purchasing homes and quote unquote living a good life. And that is so such a deceiving thing. But one of the things that you're pointing out today is that, yes, the devil is at work. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he is a liar and the father of lies. He is deceiving many. But, Pastor Rebecca, so many are making a conscious decision. A conscious decision. And I know God is speaking to their spirit. And that's when the young man mentioned earlier about David. And I said, you know, God gave me a meditation yesterday in my word. And I said, God, you really use some messed up people to do some great things.
Hallelujah.
But he showed me I judge the heart.
Mm.
I always judge the heart. They can get over you and they can get over on you and Pastor Anthony. They can get over on Evangelist Luciano. But guess what? I know what's going on in a person's heart and mind. So even if you fool someone and go up and become a deacon, minister, or quote unquote doing great exploits on the outward, God sees the inward. And, Pastor Rebecca, you touched on something earlier. This is a transforming gospel.
Yes.
It will transform you if you allow it to. You can put down drugs, alcohol, pornography, anger, unforgiveness. You can put down low self-esteem. There's so much in God's gospel if you work the work. Faith without works is dead. We want to go home 52 Sundays a year and do nothing. You know, just open our Bibles on Sunday. But God wants more from us.
Amen.
He really needs more from us and need us to practice what we are preaching. And then the world will start filling our churches once again. Church attendance is down all over the world. You have empty cathedrals because this new age stuff is gaining ground. And we need to put a stop to it.
Amen, Pastor Emily. Praise the Lord. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we're here on Power in the Word. And we're talking about today's topic, do we need anything as Christians to supplement the gospel? I mean, that's really the topic. I know what I posted on the board. But really, what we really are talking about, do we need anything additional other than Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the scriptures, to supplement this gospel? And I believe that one thing that we do need is what Pastor, you do, the three C's to success or anything, especially this walk, is choose, change, and commit. We have
Amen.
To choose
choice,
Jesus.
Change, commitment. That's
yeah,
right.
Choice, change, and commit. We have to choose Jesus. You have to make a choice for Christ. You
today.
Have to say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of living life the way that I've been living. I've heard this gospel, and I choose to believe it, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And,
Amen.
And faith, it's impossible to please God if we don't believe God and everything that he has outlined before us in the Bible. If we don't believe the word of God, if we don't believe that the word of God is enough, we can't please him. And people think it's faith for stuff, but he's talking about faith in him, faith in the fact that he is God. Amen. And we need to make a choice, and then allow the Holy Spirit to change you. You know, allow the Holy Spirit to begin to make the changes so many of us, they're saying you don't have to do anything but live in the now with the new earth thing. And, you know, I mean, that's pulled right out of Christianity, because you just have to surrender yourself to the power of the Holy Spirit and allow yourself to be led by the unction of the Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you into full understanding, to lead you on the path of righteousness for God's name's sake, for this name, for the sake of our Father's name. We are here. Our purpose is to bring him glory in our lives. And
Amen.
How do we do that? My God, total surrender. And then commit to Christ. Commit to the Bible. Commit to God. Commit to Christianity. Amen. Again, I talked about this earlier in the program for those of you who are just calling in. And the number is 646-652-4832. Don't be scared. Fear is not from God. It is the Spirit, and it's not giving us from God. So don't be afraid to call in and let your voice be heard. But I talked about earlier in this segment, when I was talking about this, I was saying that and the devil is a liar, because what was I saying? I lost that thought, but it's going to come back to me. But we have to know. Oh, this, thank you, Jesus. See, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. And I didn't do any law of attraction or anything. I just believe by faith that God was going to bring this thing back to me.
No positive.
Hallelujah.
No positive thinking in here, but the Holy Spirit brought that thing back to my remembrance. Amen. The Holy Spirit brought that thing back to my remembrance. You have to know who your teachers are. Who are you following? My
Amen.
God. Who are your teachers? Who are these people who are teaching all of this new age stuff? What does their life look like? Do they know God? And, you know, if you have someone say, well, I don't follow any particular religion, but I'm going to teach you the path to spiritual enlightenment. No. That is not the wrong answer. That is not the one that you want to follow. They're going to send you right. You're going to follow them right to hell. Did I say that?
Amen.
You're going to follow them right to hell. Amen. So that's the problem. That's what's grieving my spirit today. And Pastor Anthony and Evangelist Luciana, who has called in, all of these people are being led to darkness. They're being led to hell because no one is teaching them the true path. And we do believe that Jesus is the only way. I'm going to say all three of us on this call and quite a few of us on the board, especially I have Steve Oldemary and Tally Green, I believe it is. However, we believe that Jesus is the only way. Amen.
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 Praise God.
We believe that Jesus is the only way, and the Bible tells us that the only way to the Father is through the Son. So if anybody say anything different from that, oh, you don't need Jesus. He's just one of the ways. No, you have God all in yourself. You don't need to be a part of any. You don't need to repent for your sins. You know, there's no such thing as sin. Those are all lies. And the devil is a liar. The truth is not in him. Amen. And we have nothing to call up. Praise God. Area code 416. You're on the air. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, my switchboard is trying to block out that caller. Caller, stay with me because I'm going to put you on the air for some reason.
That happens to me also.
Yeah, whenever we're doing these powerful programs for the Lord, for Jesus, amen.
Amen.
But area code 416, you are on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Hi, it's me, Steph. For you.
Who's calling?
Stephanie.
Okay, Stephanie, God bless you, Stephanie. Welcome to Power in the Word. What do you have to say about today's topic?
You know, honey, I didn't hear. I just needed some prayer.
Okay, praise God. Praise God. So we're going to pray for you.
Can you do me a favor and do a study on Daniel and what God wants from the host? To do. I don't know.
A study on what?
I feel I'm not doing something right. I feel still shame. I still feel guilt. I still feel that I'm not doing the works of God properly. You know, and that I'm being corrupt and that my corruption is making me backslide or tarnish.
Have you?
I don't feel like Dan is that he's encouraging me.
Have you chosen Christ as the only way? Have you given your life to God? Have you confessed Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Have you renounced every other religion and spiritual activity that leads away from the path? Have you renounced the other path that you may have examined as you were on your spiritual journey to find the way, which is Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. I'm so happy for you. I'm going to pray for you because I know you. I've spoken to you in the past, and I see that God is doing a mighty work in your life, Sister Stephanie.
No.
And as you continue to turn your back,
I don't want to have anything to do with him.
To do with who?
Pastor Rebecca?
1 second. We're gonna put you on hold. Hold 1 moment, please. Hold 1 moment. Pastor Anthony, go ahead.
Amen. To God be the glory, and the devil is a liar.
Amen.
The devil is a liar. We are going to pray for that, sister. But again, we want the callers to call in because this is a hot topic.
Amen.
And we are going to stand in spirit because the devil is angry.
Amen.
You know, many people, and that's one thing about the body of Christ, God will always raise up those who will serve him in spirit and in truth. And that's what was the beautiful thing about the disciples. They were willing to be martyred, willing to be sword in hand, willing to be unpopular in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And sometimes this kind of teaching won't fill our churches, but it will fill people with the inspiration of the one and true God.
Amen.
So we're not going to play with this demon today that's trying to mess with the technology or take us off topic, because this is relevant to where we are in this season in the life of the church. And
amen.
I thank God that the people who pull up the archives, if they don't call in today, because Pastor Rebecca, we're just so adamant, and Brother Evangelist Luciano, so adamant about this, is that we understand, caller, you're out there, and maybe, again, you practice these other things. We really want your opinion on this.
Yes.
You know, our intent is to create a dialogue to get the real true meaning of why people are dipping and dabbing. I mean, the secret gained a lot of power last 2 years or so. And
amen.
We know some good, solid people who thought it was okay. Yoga and meditation. We also heard the brother on the email talking about Buddha, Buddhism. So we need to hear you on this.
Yes.
To really get some godly insight in what God is saying to the churches. So you still have time to call in, but we're going to stay on topic. And if the young lady is listening on her phone or through a computer, we're going to pray for her. You're going to pray for her at the end of the show.
Yeah, I want
these last few minutes. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to lift up a brief prayer for her.
Yes.
Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. I thank you, Lord, for Stephanie who called in, Father God. And she's, Father God, seeking you, Father God. But yet, Father God, there are so many things out there trying to hold her back, Lord. I pray for her right now. She has asked for prayer, Father God, that you will loose her mind in the name of Jesus, of all the demonic strongholds that are trying to keep her back into the world of darkness, Lord. As I, Father God, have experienced speaking with her before, Lord, I just ask, Father God, that right now in the name of Jesus, that she will be set free in the name of Jesus from every demonic hold that's trying to hold her back and keep her from moving into the true victory that is only to be found through Christ. So I lift up my sister right now in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you, in this last 6 minutes, I've spoken to Sister Stephanie before, and she's been involved, and that's why I asked her about the renounce. So a lot of people don't understand why I asked her about renouncing all of that other stuff, because she told me that she was involved in the paranormal and all of that other stuff. She told me she had been involved in everything, you name it. She had been involved in it. But I heard clarity in her voice today, and I just want to, Stephanie, if you're still listening, commend you for making progress through Christ. You keep seeking Christ. Draw near to him. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Amen. And you will. You are being set free. Totally. I declare it over your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You know this topic, what you're talking about, is very excellent, and I encourage you to keep going teaching this, because it's very important, because there's a brother I know, which I'm not going to mention his name because his life was threatened before, He has a website called Exposing the Fakers.
And, Exposing the Fakers?
Yes. And what he does, he did his research, and he found a lot of New Age ideas within the churches and in the faith movement, and a lot of dealing with sounds, with music, how they chant different familiar spirits. I mean, within our churches, you know, and he sent me his website. I was looking at it, and I was just shocked. People that we used to follow, or we heard their teaching, they are really proclaiming New Age in the download, but using a Christian terminology to not to be exposed. And he already got, you know, a threatening message from ministries themselves that he and again it's his website's called Unmasking the Fakers.
Unmasking the Fakers, okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to check that out because we need to study, we need to be aware of what's going on around us, not to lose focus, but never, God never called us to put our heads in the sand, and we discern the spirit by the spirit. So if something's not of God, what goes off on you, on the inside of you, is an alarm, is an alert to say, that's not me. God speaks to each and every one of us, and I'm talking to my brothers and sisters in Christ. He speaks to every one of us through his spirit, amen. And God will give you he will let you know the discerning. He will let you know that something is not of him. And, you know, if you see that, don't keep going in that direction. There are a lot of televangelists, Pastor Anthony and Evangelist Luciana, and those of you who are listening, that I can't even listen to anymore because it's all lies. And all I see when I see these people who were once renowned or maybe still renowned men and women in the Christian world, all I see is the devil. And that's so sad for me. It breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart. So be alert and be aware and know who you're listening to. Know who your teachers are. Listen, if someone's trying to teach you about marriage and they're not living godly in the terms of their marriage, or if someone's trying to teach you, preach to you, if your preacher is preaching to you, but you know he's sleeping or she is sleeping with people in the congregation, you're in the wrong church, baby. I mean, I know we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But we really need to watch our leaders because they're going to be judged even more so than us, those who in the pews. And we're supposed to hold the higher standard as men and women of God. I just have to say this. We only have 2 minutes left. We're going to continue this. I believe that we have to continue this on next Tuesday. Amen.
Pastor Anthony, if I can real very quickly, I just want to emphasize what my brother said earlier, Evangelist Luciano, is that even if you are there and God has spoken to you, you've seen a shift in your ministry. You've seen a shift, and God is speaking to you. It's normally that first voice. The brother said you have the choice to get up and actually walk out of that service or begin to even seek other ministries that it sounds in doctrine. And my wife quotes it a lot. God gives us a choice to choose life. He gives us a choice of life and death, and he says choose life as if it should be obvious. But some cases it's not obvious. But I want to emphasize today, yes, Pastor Rebecca just said your leader can repent, we can fall, we can make mistakes. But if you see a pattern, if you see a shift, if you see this new age stuff just creeping in and staying and residing, then God will hold you accountable.
Amen. 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 And praise the Lord. I pray that this program has just help somebody out there. You didn't call in, but you've been listening. I pray that this program has helped you. I know it has, because God's word will not come back void. The truth will not come back without establishing truth in the lives of the hearers. So I believe that God has done what he sent us to do, and we're going to continue this on next Tuesday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I just invite all of you to come out and be a part of next Tuesday's program, and feel free to call in. Keep Sister Stephanie in prayer, the sister that called in. Pray for her, because prayer is effective. Amen. So, Pastor Emily, any closing? Pastor Luciano, any closing remarks?
The evangelist, if he has any final thoughts.
Evangelist, any final thoughts?
No. I'll be praying for you guys, for your ministry, and just keep me in prayer. And as I go forward to conquer the world for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, God bless you, my brother in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Take
Pastor
care.
Anthony.
I just, again, I thank God that you're going to pick up this topic again as the Lord leads you, because, you know, God needs to open our spiritual eyes, and he has given us the Spirit. And the Bible says the Spirit gives life, but the letter gives death, and we really have to begin to walk by the Spirit.
Amen. Amen and praise the Lord. Well, that's it for today's ministry program. God bless you all.
Radio.
God bless you all. Be blessed
bless.
As you go down from this place. And remember that Jesus is enough. He is all that we need. Amen. So remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember my sister, remember my brother, that God loves you. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.